The following is a lecture entitled Surfing on the Ocean of Bhakti Bliss, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on July 24th, 2015, in Palanga, Lithuania.
So today we have a wonderful seminar. Actually, today we're going to talk about surfing. You know what surfing is? There's no surfers in the Baltic Sea. The mic's not working? Need a translator. Okay. Translator in place. Now the translator needs a microphone. So today we're having a special seminar about surfing. People don't surf on the surfboards, you know, riding the waves on the surf. The Baltic Ocean, you don't have any surfers in the Baltic Sea, but not that I know of, but in the U.S., in California, it's big, Hawaii, it's big, surfing, you know, surfing on the waves of the surfboard. Do you all know what surfing is?
Surfing?
Yeah. We're going to talk about a different kind of surfing. There's a wonderful ocean where the surf is always available. And that's the ocean of bhakti. If you can learn how to surf on the waves of the ocean of bhakti,
you can ride
that wave all the way back to Krishna Loka. In parts of the world where they do have surf, they have a saying called "surfs up." That means the waves are good for surfing. Sometimes the waves are good and sometimes they're not good, you see. Sometimes there are sharks and it's too dangerous to surf. But surfing in the ocean of bhakti is always good. It's always good. And there's no sharks. If you avoid the aparads, there's no sharks. So what is the surfboard that you ride the wave on? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So if you follow the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, gambling, no sharks will kill you and bite you and kill you.
Если будете сопровождать все регулирующие принципы, тогда не будет акул, который может нас убить.
This wonderful ocean of bhakti is recommended by the great incarnation of Godhead, Lord named Lord Vrishabhadev.
Такой бхакти очень сильно рекомендуется Господом Вришабхадевом.
Lord Vrishabhadev was actually a great Vedic king also.
На самом деле он еще был очень большим королем ведическим.
He was a great king, plus he was the incarnation of God.
Он был большой король и инкарнация Господа.
And he gave very nice advice to his sons. He had 100 sons.
И он дал очень красивый
He had 100 sons.
Совет, очень красивый совет своим сыновьям. Их у него было 100.
And he gave them very good advice.
И он дал очень хороший совет.
Nayang deho deha bhajang na loke kashtam kaman arhatay vidbhujam ye tapo devam putrake yena satvam shuryar yashmat brahma saukyam tvanantam. Translation. Lord Vrishabhadev told his sons, My dear boys,
мои дорогие сыновья,
of all the living entities
из тех живых существ,
who have accepted material bodies,
которые приняли материальное тело,
in this world,
в этом мире,
one who has been awarded this human form,
тот, который получил форму человека,
should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification.
Не должен бы работать днем и ночью просто для удовлетворения чувств,
which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool.
Потому что это может делать каждая собака, если не.
One should engage in penance and austerity.
Он должен заниматься аскезами.
To attain the divine position,
чтобы получить позицию divine,
of devotional service,
позицию, которую дает преданное служение.
By such activities,
такой занятию,
one's heart is purified,
сердце такого человека очищается.
And when one attains this position,
и когда он получает эту позицию,
he attains eternal blissful life.
Он получает вечную экстатическую жизнь,
which is transcendental to material happiness,
которая трансцендическая материальное счастье,
and continues forever.
И продолжается навсегда, навечно.
So that's what devotional service is all about.
Вот о чем преданное служение.
Devotional service is for those people who don't like to be miserable.
Преданное служение для тех людей, которым не нравится быть несчастливым.
I remember one time somebody said, "Well, you got to take the good with the bad." Somebody said, "You have to take the good with the bad."
Гуру помнит, когда кто-то сказал, что вы должны получать хорошее с плохим.
I didn't like that.
Мне это не понравилось.
I just wanted the good.
Мне просто хорошее хочется.
I don't want any bad. I mean, who wants anxiety, you know?
Кто хочет плохое? Кто хочет несчастье?
I just want bliss, pure bliss, 24 hours a day.
Я хочу только экстаз и счастье 24 часа в сутки.
But in this material world, you cannot have pure bliss 24 hours a day.
Но в этом материальном мире мы не можем это иметь 24 часа в сутки.
This realm known as Sukha-Dukha.
Это место называется Сукха-Дукха.
The world of happiness and distress.
Мир счастья и несчастья.
So if you want pure, unadulterated happiness,
так если вы хотите чистое счастье,
you have to transcend this material existence.
Вы должны проникнуть это материальное существование.
And the way to do that is given by Lord Krishna.
А как это сделать, дано Господом Кришной.
In the Bhagavad-gita.
Bhagavad-gita.
And by Lord Vrishabhadeva in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam.
И Господом Vrishabhadeva в Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam.
If you will engage in the devotional service of Krishna,
если вы займетесь преданном служении Кришне,
magic happens.
Magic happens.
It's the same? Oh, very good. That's magic. It's the same in Russian and English. Very good. That is really magic happening. Wow. What's wow in Russian?
Wow.
Ah. Wow, magic happened. I learned some Russian today. Wow, magic happens. So, when you engage in devotional service, what happens is,
когда вы занимаетесь преданным служением, что получается?
You actually go to your original identity.
Вы идете к своему изначальному,
which is full of bliss and full of knowledge.
Изначальному счастью, которое полна.
What you do is you turn on your soul.
Что вы делаете? Вы включаете свою душу.
You turn on your real self.
Включаете самого себя.
Your real self is full of unlimited bliss.
Вы полны счастья.
It is only the false self that suffers.
Только настоящий вы, который страдает.
So if you are suffering, that means you are tuned into your false self.
Так что если вы страдаете, это значит вы подключились не к этому себе.
But when you get tuned into your real self, you see,
когда вы подключаетесь к себе,
you become attuned to your actual spiritual nature.
Вы подключаетесь к своему настоящему духовному.
Then you're swimming in an ocean of bliss 24 hours a day.
Вы плаваете в океане счастья 24 часа в сутки.
So what is the science then of how to become totally immersed in your true self?
Какой способ это сделать?
It begins with gyan.
Начинается все с гьяни.
You have to first of all know who I am.
Сперва вы должны знать, кто я такой.
And part of that is also knowing who I am not.
Когда это буду знать, я также буду знать, кто я не есть.
I am not this body.
Я не это тело.
This body is not me.
Это тело, это не я.
It's just a covering of the self.
Это просто себя.
Just like this chatter. Is this chatter me?
Это чатер я?
No, it's not me.
Это не я.
I can have it or I can throw it over here. I'm still the same.
Я могу это иметь или могу это здесь положить.
So whether you have this body or you don't have it, you're still the same.
Также если у вас есть это тело или нету этого тела, вы тот же.
So the first thing is you have to realize I am not this body.
Так что первое, что вы должны понять, я не это тело.
And then you have to know who I actually am. This knowledge is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Sarupahoy Krishnara Nichidas. The constitutional position of the living being is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. So there's really something special about being the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna takes good care of his servants. Krishna is full of, he's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And his servants are also eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. In other words, the servants, what is that? Horn honking? Yeah. This reminds me of when I was in Atlanta and back in 1975. Srila Prabhupada was giving the Bhagavatam class. And the cook in the kitchen, he was cutting some fruit in the kitchen. Cut, cut, cut. It's a little slight sound in the kitchen. Cut, cut, cut. Prabhupada stopped his lecture. He said, "What is that sound?" Devotees ran to the kitchen and said, "Stop cutting the fruit during the lecture." That's how Prabhupada was so strict, there should not be even one slight sound during the lectures. So I'm very happy to hear the horn honking has stopped. Prabhupada's standard is no sounds during lecture, just the lecture only. Uh-oh, there they go again. Somebody tell him, go out and tell him to stop that honking. Prabhupada wants him to stop the honking. Prabhupada wants it. Tell him Prabhupada wants him to stop honking. So, back to the subject matter. The living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. And being that in that position, he has the same qualities of Krishna. He's eternal. He's full of knowledge. And he's always immersed in bliss. Sat-chit Ananda. So as long as we identify ourselves with these material bodies, then we are going into the opposite. Asat, Achit, Nirananda. Temporality, ignorance, and misery. So my dear Prabhus and Matajis, you have a choice. Do you want temporality or do you want eternity? Do you want ignorance or do you want knowledge? Do you want bliss or do you want misery? It's up to you to decide. If you don't do anything about it and you just coast along, you will be in temporality, misery, and illusion. If you want to do something about your position, you have to be proactive. You have to make a conscious decision to become self-realized. That I don't want to suffer anymore. I don't want to be an illusion anymore. I am sick and tired of material suffering. I want to be liberated from this mess that I'm in right now. I want to come back to my constitutional position as a liberated soul, an eternal associate of the Lord and His divine Leela.
Я хочу вернуться в свою настоящую позицию как свободная душа.
You got to make that determination.
Мы должны к этому.
And then Rupa Goswami says what to do.
Тогда Рупа Госвами говорит, что делать.
How to begin this process.
Как это начать?
The first three steps he gives in the Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 6, How to Discharge Devotional Service.
Первые три шага он дает в Нектаре преданности.
Number one, take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Первое, принять убежище у bona fide.
Number two, get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. And number three, become obedient to the bona fide spiritual master. I just see that Dhirashanta Maharaj has come. Dhirashanta Maharaj ki jai. My seminar began 45 minutes late because of the yajna. I'm just starting my seminar, Maharaj. Maybe we can split, do a compromise. This is the time for your kirtan to begin, I know. But my seminar just started. So I'll cut mine. All right. Thank you. With Maharaj's blessings. Dhirashanta Maharaj ki jai. But I will cut it. I had to give him some time. See, the Bhashanam is at 2:30, right? Huh? So, okay. All right. So we'll give Maharaj, we'll give you all the mercy of his kirtan here in a few minutes. So what I'll do is I'll open it up for questions. Throw some questions at me. Here's what I can ask. What challenges do you get when you're preaching? What do people say? What kind of challenges do you get when you try to preach about Krishna consciousness? What objections do people make when you try to preach to them? Why don't you throw me one of the objections that you hear when you try to preach, and I see if I can smash it for you.
Что вам люди говорят, когда вы проповедуете им? И если у вас нету что ответить, скажите, Гуру Махарадж постарается это вам помочь.
People say that Christ is our God.
Люди говорят, что Christ.
Well, I have a very easy time with Christians because, you know, actually Jesus brought me to this movement.
Потому что Иисус меня привёз в это движение.
I knew that Jesus Christ was a self-realized God, soul. He was a guru, a bona fide guru, you see. So I was thinking, how can I become a self-realized soul like Lord Jesus was a self-realized soul? So I was studying the Bible, trying to figure out what made Jesus a self-realized soul. And one morning I found it. Jai! Jesus says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Now that's really cool, you see. That's the secret that made Jesus a self-realized soul. It's the same thing that Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Pradyajya. It's just stated from the other position, from the devotee's position, you see. So Prabhupada said, we accept Jesus as a bona fide spiritual master. So if someone said, Jesus is my God, you say, well, that's wonderful. We also accept Him as our God, you see. We also accept Him as our God. The pure devotee is the person, is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, Prabhupada said. Supreme personality of servitor Godhead. I think we can translate it. So, I don't know if you can translate it. The point is, if somebody says they're into Jesus, we say, that's wonderful. I also love Jesus. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. Because Jesus taught that bhakti is the only way. He taught that devotion to God is the only way to be to have a happy life. So I'm following Jesus. That's what I'm doing. So we are brothers and sisters in the faith. Instead of trying to bash heads with them, I say actually we're doing the same thing. And that kind of amazes them. They wanted to fight with you, but you say, praise Jesus. So I was giving a lecture at one Christian church one evening. And I was telling them, oh yes, we accept Jesus as our Savior. He's the Son of God. And they were just in bliss. They were smiling. Oh, they were so happy. Now, in English language, there's a word called beef. And beef has a twofold meaning. It means the flesh of a cow. And it also means a complaint. An argument. You see, so after I had these Christians all just completely mellowed out, and just smiling, they had big smiles on their faces going, oh, I was in complete bliss. Then I told them this. I said, but with you all, we have a beef. And that is the beef. You're eating meat. And Christ says, thou shalt not kill. So this was the argument that Prabhupada always used with the Christians as well. The Bible teaches, thou shalt not kill. They're not following their Bible. So we, my dear Christian friend, your Bible is wonderful. Why don't you follow it? The true Christians are vegetarians. So in this way, we can preach to the Christians. You can Google Christian vegetarian. There's a lot of vegetarian Christians in the world right now. Those who are more open to Krishna consciousness because they're not committing violence against the animals, you see. So now you had one.
People say that our ways are natural because when we are stopping, for example, we are trying to hold to holding these four principles, four rules. Yes?
Yeah.
People say that it's unnatural to a human being, and you are only pretending. You still want, and you do not let, and it leads to even worse result. You are a liar. You are not true yourself.
Well, I caught the first half of what you're saying. You're saying that they argue that these regulated principles are not natural. Now, when a healthy person, he can eat a normal, natural diet, you see. When you're healthy, you can eat anything, and you know, you can eat normal foods and be happy, you see. But when you're sick, the doctor puts you on a restricted diet. If you don't follow the restricted diet, you remain sick. So the restrictions are there to bring you back to your original, natural, healthy state. These regulative principles, if you indulge in them, you continue to misidentify yourself with your material body. That is the result. But when you follow them strictly and you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then you become re-established in your original divine consciousness before you ever even accepted a material body. So it's just a matter of being on a restricted diet in order to get well. We agree it's not materially natural. But your whole material conception of yourself, sir, is unnatural. So you need to do something that's materially unnatural to bring you back to your actual natural position as an eternal spiritual being. Okay. Any more? Oh, here we go. Devadas, Bhakta Devadas.
I was preaching to some impersonalist, and he was saying that God is everywhere, you are God, and something like this.
Yes.
And I was saying for, as an argument, I was saying for him that God is person because he. You can feel it by chanting this mantra.
Yeah.
And he was saying, no, Shastra is different, same meaning, and something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
So, okay.
So, how?
How to defeat the impersonalist?
Yeah.
And my godbrother, Shama Kunda, he was out on book distribution one day. At the University of Florida. And he met an impersonalist. He met an impersonalist. Don't you know, man? It's all one, he said. So Shama Kunda said, oh, you accept that it's all one?
He
said, oh yes, it's all one, man. He said, but... Do you really believe it's all one? Oh yeah, it's absolutely all one. All right, then prove to me that you really believe that by giving me your wallet.
Тогда докажи мне это, дай мне свой бумажник.
And the boy did it. He gave the wallet to Shyamakunda.
Я это сделал, он дал ему свой бумажник.
So before he could change his philosophy, Shyamakunda immediately went back to the temple. Before the boy could change his philosophy, Shyamakunda went immediately back to the temple with the boy's wallet. Now we had a very heavy duty temple president. I mean, very heavy preacher, heavy temple president. So now the temple president is holding the wallet. And the boy is coming and begging for his wallet from the temple president. And he said, okay, I will give it back minus $20 and you get two Krishna books. So the boy got his wallet back minus $20 and he walked out with two nice hardbound Krishna books. Actually, it's kind of fun, you know, when you meet these kind of people, to see how you can defeat them, you know. My temple president that day, Amarendra, he was really into defeating Mayavadis. That was what he really liked to do, was defeat Mayavadis. Because in the 70s, on the college campuses in the U.S., all the hippies were Mayavadis. They would all say, I'm God. I remember I was distributing prasadam on the campus, and one of them came to me and said, I'm God. And I said, well, if you're God, tell me when I was born. He couldn't say, you see. So they're very easy to defeat. Very easy to defeat. We had another boy who came to the temple. He told the temple president, I'm God. So Amarendra, our president, he said, well, you know, when God was here 5,000 years ago, he lifted a mountain on his left hand, the pinky of his left hand. He held a whole mountain up. So if you can just lift our temple building on your left pinky, we'll accept that you're God. And the boy kind of went, well. He said, well, if you can, we have a little Volkswagen bug. If you can just lift our temple vehicle on your little finger, we'll accept that you're God. The boy couldn't do that either, but he said, then the boy said, just look into my eyes. He thought he would convince us that he was God, but we looked into his eyes. So have fun with it, you know. Just think, Krishna, please give me something to say to completely defeat them, you know. And Krishna will help you. So as I was mentioning, our temple president, he was really into defeating Mayavadis. Because they were all over the college campus. I mean, Amarendra would start a debate and 300 people would gather around to hear the debate. It was really quite a scene in those days. So he said, Prabhupada, he went to Chicago and he asked Prabhupada how to defeat these Mayavadi arguments. He said, Prabhupada, what if they say that I am God, but my being here in the material world is simply my lila? Prabhupada said this. Then you tell him this. That you are God, I accept. But I am also God. And my pastime is to kick you in the face. So that was Prabhupada's argument. If someone claimed that they were God And simply being in the material world is their lila, you see. So Prabhupada was very strong to smash these Mayavadis. One time Prabhupada had a debate at the at MIT, which is a big, it's called Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Some Indian person, he said, Swamiji, it's all one. And Prabhupada grabbed his shirt. He said, if it's all one, why don't I wear a cotton ball?
Why,
a ball of cotton. Cotton ball. You know what a cotton ball is?
Yeah.
So Prabhupada was really into defeating these Mayavadis, really into it. I remember one of my godbrothers, he said, he couldn't understand, why is Swamiji always, this is at 26 Second Avenue. The first temple, 26 Second Avenue in New York. He was hearing Swamiji, they called Prabhupada Swamiji in the early days. Why is Swamiji always talking about these Mayavadis? Who are these Mayavadis? And finally he realized, actually, we are the Mayavadis. And Prabhupada is defeating our Mayavadi philosophy. So, see, another question? Yeah, my wife here.
Did he realize that not everything is one then?
Well, I don't know what happened after that. He didn't come back to the temple, but he must have looked at the Krishna books and gotten purified. Next question. Okay, Sudama from Kaliningrad.
Махараш, такой вопрос часто от материалистов слышим.
We often hear from the materialistic people this question.
Почему вы поклоняетесь Кришне, если он приходил как простой человек?
Why do you obey Krishna if he came as a simple
Why do you obey Krishna?
Krishna if he came as a simple human being.
Why do you obey someone who came as a human being?
Worship, yes.
Why do you worship someone? Why do you worship a human being?
Who came as a human being.
Who came as a human being. Krishna is not an ordinary... Krishna is God Himself.
Krishna is the same God.
No human being can do what Krishna did. Show me one man in this world who can marry 16,108 wives. And give each of them her own palace. And when he comes home from the court every day, he can divide himself into 16,108 husbands so each wife can have him all to herself every night.
Сделано 16,000 Кришны, чтобы каждая жена могла бы иметь мужа.
If you think Krishna is an ordinary person,
если вы думаете, что Кришна это просто
that
человек,
means you have never heard anything about his inconceivable pastimes.
Это значит, что вы ничего не слышали о его играх.
How he lifted the Govardhan hill and held it for 7 days on his little finger of his left hand.
Как он поднял гору Говардана и держал ее долго.
Krishna is not an ordinary man.
Krishna не обычный человек.
He is the source of everything.
Источник всего.
He is within everything.
Он во всем.
Everything is contained within him.
Все в нем.
He is the absolute source of everything that exists.
Он абсолютный источник всего, что
He has perfect knowledge of everything, past, present, and future.
У него знание всего, прошлое,
He is your eternal well-wisher. And he's waiting for you to come back to him in his transcendental kingdom. Next question. Yeah.
вот такой, может быть, такой вопрос. We came here because we envy God.
We came here because we envy God. Yeah.
And we try to get rid of it.
Yeah. How to get rid of the envy?
He didn't ask the question.
Вот, и может быть такой вопрос, что мы же позавидовали, ну, реально проявленным качеством Бога, когда личностные какие-то отношения. А сейчас мы пытаемся избавиться от зависти к нему, избавляться от зависти, ну, не ярко проявленным, скажем, там, к людям, ну, ко всему, что нас вокруг окружает. Ну, можно ли избавиться от зависти к его качествам, тренируясь, скажем так, на...
We are envious of his qualities.
We are envious of Krishna's qualities.
Yes. Yes. But now most of people are impersonalists. So how come they can be envious being impersonal to his personal qualities?
Yes. They want to deny his personality.
Они хотят отвергнуть его персону.
That is a symptom of envy.
Это симптом зависти.
Just as Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna,
так же, как Камса хотел убить Кришну,
due to envy, these impersonalists also want to kill Krishna.
Из-за зависти эти имперсоналисты тоже хотят убить Кришну.
Just like the one commentator, a famous commentator in the Bhagavad Gita.
Как один известный комментатор Бхагавад Гиты.
His name, Dr. Radhakrishnan.
Его имя.
He gave a commentary on one verse of the Gita. That you should surrender to Krishna. And he said, it is not to Krishna that we should surrender. It is to the unborn, unmanifest that we should surrender. So these rascal commentators, they want to make Bhagavad Gita minus Krishna. They're very, very, very envious of his position. They want to deny. They say Krishna is simply a manifestation of Maya. This is why we call them Mayavadis. They hold tightly to the principle of Maya that God is an illusion. Personality of Godhead is an illusion. Next question. This is the last question. After this, we'll go to the kirtan. Yes.
One of the difficulties while preaching is usually that people don't believe that Vedic scriptures are scriptures. They think they're just stories, myths, and just poems.
Yeah.
They don't believe them to be real stories.
Yeah. So people object. Translate.
Одна из трудностей проповеди то, что люди не верят, что ведические писания являются подлинными историческими фактами, а они думают, что это истории и мифы.
Instead of trying to convince someone that the Vedas are authentic,
вместо того, чтобы убедить кого-то, что Веды настоящие,
you should present the Vedic philosophy on the basis of pure logic.
Надо им показать ведическую философию как логику.
That's how you do it. You don't ask, well, you have to accept scripture. You see, they don't want to do that. You have to convince them with logic. Just like, for example, there's one so-called scientist, Dr. Stephen Hawking. I call him He Hawkings, you know, like the ass. He Haw, He Hawkings, He Hawkings. But Dr. He Hawkings, he says that everything comes out of absolutely nothing. And he's applauded as by many as the greatest scientist in the whole world at the present time. But where is the scientific experiment that you can get something out of nothing? Can any scientist in any laboratory take nothing and get something out of it? This is not science. This is dogma. It's simply nonsense. We always experience that something comes from something. Just like the apple comes from the apple tree. The apple tree comes from an apple seed. So everything you can trace back its origin. So when you trace back, you will find that there is an original beginning point, and the absolute source of all that exists. It's logically provable that there is such a thing as the source of everything. So we are teaching the science of how to harmonize oneself with that source. And by this process, we experience an entire transformation of consciousness. We become liberated from all anxieties. It's something you can practically experience. It's real. It's tangible. And if you like, we will teach you also how to harmonize with the original source of everything. There's many ways to do it. Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Hatha yoga. But of all the different yoga processes, this system called Bhakti Yoga is the highest system. And we will teach you, if you like, how to practice Bhakti Yoga so you can achieve a state of consciousness completely beyond all the miseries of material existence.
Как с помощью Бхакти Йоги вы можете получить сознание, которое вас.
So in this way, preach scientifically, you see.
Это можно показать.
This is the real science. What they teach in the science departments of the universities, it's not science at all. It's nescience. You must be convinced of this. And then by your conviction, you can convince the whole world. So I've taken already a big chunk of the seminar, the kirtan time, so now I'm going to give the rest over to His Holiness Dhirashanta Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. So I thank you all very much. This is my last time be addressing you. I'm heading back tomorrow for the U.S. And I have to thank our organizers. I have to thank all the Maharajas and the GBCs who are behind this wonderful, wonderful festival. I have to thank all of you and thank Krishna and Prabhupada. This is the most wonderful experience. I just love coming here every summer for the Summer Baltic Festival. It's really wonderful, and I thank you all very much for being here and making it very a special experience for every one of us. Achilabai, Hare Krishna. Shila Bhavavari Ki Jai. Go on a Bhimanandi.